It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson have split as a couple, and their engagement has officially been called off. The singer and the SNL star split this weekend, with both parties acknowledging that it simply was not the right time for their relationship to take off. The two still have love for each other, but things are over romantically. Another source close to Grande says that the split was not shocking to anyone. It was way too much too soon. Ariana and Pete announced their surprise engagement earlier this year in May, just a few weeks after they were reported to be just casually dating. Grande's engagement ring cost right around $100K. Recently, she expressed that she was going through a rough patch, tweeting a lot of personal messages and saying that she needs a break from the public spotlight. She said, "Can I please have one night or one day, just one, please?" As for Davidson, he continues to be on SNL. He mentioned Ariana in a couple sketches recently, but the last time that they were seen together was last week. A source says that while things may be done for them right now, they're not ruling out the possibility of anything in the future.
It's a tough day for guys that are homely or not the greatest looking. Like, he was our hero.
Well, supposedly,
now, nothing.
A GoFundMe account was set up for him because, you know, he's
going to
be homeless now. Because Ariana Grande, he lives with her and she pays for everything. I mean, he's worth like $3 million and she's worth like a bajillion. So.
I'll donate $10. That's all I can afford right now, but I think it's a worthy cause.
Drake opened up to LeBron James and Maverick Carter on their new HBO show, The Hop, about what went down with Kanye, which led to a diss track, competing album drops, and revealing Drake as a son. Drake thinks the nastiness started when Kanye essentially lured him to Wyoming to record music, but ended up backstabbing him and betraying his trust. Drake claims that he opened up to Kanye about personal stuff, including his son, and shortly afterwards, news about his son broke. This was followed by Kanye announcing his and Pusha T's album releases, which were very close to Drake's release for Scorpion. Drake says that this is when he realized Kanye was manipulative and trolling him, so he decided to back away, but it didn't stop. The Prince Estate issued a statement last Thursday requesting that President Donald Trump stop using Purple Rain at his rallies. At a recent Trump pre-election day rally, the playlist at the event featured this Prince classic. Word of the song's usage made its way to the Prince Estate, which issued a statement through Twitter. And I guess Prince's half-brother Omar Baker. He tweeted, "The Prince Estate has never given permission to President Trump or the White House to use Prince's songs and have requested that they cease all use immediately. But it's unclear whether or not the Prince Estate actually filed an actual cease and desist notice to ensure that Trump rallies stop using Purple Rain or not." Because if they don't really file anything, they can't really. Sure, you can ask, but they don't have to.
Yeah, no.
Stop.
This is a good jam. Hold on a second. Hold on. Okay, sorry.
Will Ferrell talked with E.T. about his favorite part of being a dad.
Best part of being a father.
Asking them 20 times a day to clean up their clothes and turn off lights. They waste a lot of energy.
I think every dad can relate to that. Coming up after 7:15, this singer is retiring because they are sick of celebrity narcissism.